This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how my purpose is more of a marathon than a sprint. When I look to the scriptures, I think there's one person who is an excellent example of looking at his assignment from God as more of a marathon, and that man would be Zerubbabel. We read about him in the book of Ezra, and he was a descendant of King David, and his task was to rebuild Solomon's temple. And while doing this, he faced a lot of opposition, both in and out of the rebuilding camp. There was a lot of infighting among the workers on the inside, and there were a lot of difficulties on the outside among the local citizens. There were construction delays, of which he had no control over. It was a large and very difficult project, but Zerubbabel remained up to the task. The key lesson that I take away from his example is that he knew how to define a short-term distraction. He did not allow those short-term issues or distractions to deter him from his long-term focus. He kept a clear vision of his end goal. He essentially saw his work for God as a marathon and not a sprint. And sometimes I can confuse the two, but to get back on track, I stand on this scripture, and it's one of my favorites. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, realize that God has a marathon and not a sprint for you to run.